Foreign Minister Cyril Svoboda probably has slim hopes of holding on to his job when the next government is eventually formed, but he will end his time at the Foreign Ministry on a diplomatic high note. At Monday's summit in Luxembourg, Mr. Svoboda managed to persuade his EU counterparts to start working together on a mid- and long-term strategy towards Cuba. Rob Cameron joins me in the studio now. Rob, what did the EU agree on exactly?
Well, once again, they criticised Cuba for the deterioration of human rights, no change there, of course, but decided against reintroducing diplomatic sanctions against the Castro regime. Those sanctions were introduced in June 2003 following a harsh crackdown on anti-Castro dissidents. The EU lifted them 2 years later. The EU's been struggling ever since to find a way to deal with the Castro regime, and on Monday there was progress in two key areas. The ministers agreed that EU states should speak with one voice on Cuba and also provide concrete support to those fighting for democracy on the island. And it was Mr. Svoboda who was lobbying heavily for that. He was backed by several other former communist states, and that they want the EU to support these two concepts.
So what concrete support is Mr. Svoboda proposing?
Well, he says he wants the EU to provide more funding for civil society groups, as it's done, for example, in Belarus. He also said it was crucial that the European Union prepares not only for the short and mid-term strategy, but for the long term as well. He pointed out that Fidel Castro turns 80 this year, and he will one day die, and the EU must be prepared for that situation, either the resignation or the death of Fidel Castro.
And what about sanctions, Rob? The Czechs were unhappy when they were lifted in 2005, weren't they?
They were, but I think the Czechs have realised now that there is no appetite in the rest of the EU for the reimposition of diplomatic sanctions. Mr. Svoboda himself told reporters it simply wasn't realistic. However, he did warn against taking too soft an approach to Cuba. The human rights situation, he said, was getting worse and worse. And Czech officials have also pointed out that Fidel Castro now has new allies in Latin America, such as Venezuela's Hugo Chavez. So really, we'll have to wait and see whether the EU is capable of presenting a united front to the Castro regime, speaking with one voice, and also what effect that united front, if any, will have on the situation in Cuba.
Thank you very much. That was Rob Cameron.